on the bench. He was on the Supreme Court bench at that time when that was quite an honor, mm-hmm. back in those days. And he was a very, very smart man. My grandmother was a very smart woman. That was my mother's mother. But they were just plain people. We've never been outstandingly cultured or anything like that. But we, well, now my aunt, Miss Allen, married Uncle Allen was a judge, Judge Allen. They were lawyers. And another one of my father's sisters married a very outstanding lawyer in America's collective. And then my father's oldest sister married a captain Hale, and he was he had quite a big farming interest. He was just a farmer, but he was pretty high in call it. He was captain anyhow of a big troop in Marion County, you know, during the Confederate War, and was quite an outstanding soldier. He was a military man. And after that, the war was all over and he came back, he just settled and brought his family up in, he was in Lee County. He lived in Lee County. He brought his family up in Lee, that's just below Sumter, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was a military man and a farmer. But the others, Judge Allen and Colonel Edgar, were both very prominent in the law. They were outstanding lawyers in America and South Georgia, in fact.
Do you know anything about your earlier ancestry?
No, that's just about as far back as I go.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some things about different things you call things. And just, there isn't the right answer, you know, it's just what you call things. Like, okay, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper?
Twilight.
And what time of day is it when the sun comes up?
Sun up and sunrise.
Okay. And what time of day is it when the sun disappears?
It's in the evening, is the way we always spoke of it.
Okay. And what time is that?
That's a quarter of 10 or 9, is it 10?
Okay. After a storm, you say the weather is?
Well, it's very humid and sometimes it's very blustery. Well, in fact, it's nearly always windy and blustery after a wind, and then usually there's quite a lull. It rains, and then there's quite a lull, but it's humid, terribly thick and humid.
What do you call a heavy rain that doesn't last long?
I don't know.
What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
What do you call the supports for logs in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call any wood used to start fire?